This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Troy, Ed, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Guys.
Welcome back to our den.
Thank you very much.
Good to be back.
Now, this is a tough one. You have a tough discussion, a tough topic that you have to bring up with your husband or your wife.
Yep.
When is the best time to do that? When you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed, a phone call at lunch? What do you do?
Well, we share an office, so the phone call at lunch is pretty unnecessary.
That's right.
A tough discussion, I usually like it to be in a public place.
Oh.
I find we talk a little bit better there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A restaurant or something like that. It's really good, actually, because we really enjoy going to a restaurant or a public place like that, because not only does a public place help you keep your emotions under control, because you don't want to make a scene. So it helps you keep control and just be objective, a little bit more objective anyway, and just talk about the reality of the situation rather than just getting all this, things get blown away out of proportion.
So that's for something that would have an emotional element
that's right.
Like if we had to argue about something or,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing.
I need an example. Sorry, I really need someone, not from your own lives,
yep,
but what would be an example of such a tough conversation?
Something where we know we're going to disagree. Something where, yeah, you know that to resolve like a fight or resolve a loggerhead.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I mean in terms of that kind of tough. A decision where there's emotion involved. So you're both kind of had a bit of a head of steam about something.
Yeah.
Our experience of that is we take the emotion out of it so that we can be a grown up and use our words. If it's not something that's emotional and that we're actually both on the same page and we're actually just need to sit down and nut something out together, then we will go somewhere calm and relaxing. So go for a walk on the beach or have a picnic in the park or something where there's no other distractions and we can work together on something.
That's right. Going to a place where there's a positive environment helps create, potentially can really add value to getting a positive outcome from your discussion.
Yeah.
Going to a location, wherever that may be, where there's pressure, there's negativity or whatever like that, it's a lot of stress in that situation, doesn't help talking about the topic as well. So going to a pleasant environment for both of you can help add real pleasantness to the nature of the conversation and get a good outcome.
Ed just got angry at you and she dropped something.
She broke something.
She took off a wedding ring.
Oh, wow. I so did not.
Wow. Well, that's good advice. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like mornings with us, don't even bother because, you know, we're trying to get ready for work and it's rush, rush, rush. Evenings, sometimes we can talk, but you are usually pretty trashed and we both don't...
As in tired.
Yes, that's what I mean. Sorry. And we're usually both not at a place to talk at the same time. Like one of us will be and the other one just wants to, you know, watch TV or something. So we find we have to take ourselves out of our normal life to have the big conversations.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to find whatever works best for yourself. You know, if you're going to have a tough discussion, you've got to be at your best to be able to have that discussion.
Yeah.
So whenever that time of the day is for yourselves, and you need to work on that time and that location where you're going to be at your best to try and get that worked out in a positive way that's going to produce real results for your marriage. Absolutely.
Troy and Ed, thank you.
No worries. Thanks,
guys. No worries, guys.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.